Christians are not immune to the lure. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 172. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Today's reading is Proverbs 5 and 6, and to find out what Bible translation I'm using today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 172. If you'd like to get in touch with me, and I love to hear from you, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. LifeSpring Media is listener-supported. For more information on that, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you open your word to us today. Help us to understand and to see how we can apply it to our lives today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get started, shall we? Proverbs chapter 5. My son, give attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may observe discretion, and your lips may reserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and smoother than oil is her speech. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life, her ways are unstable, she does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, or you will give your vigor to others, and your years to the cruel one. And strangers will be filled with your strength, and your hard-earned goods will go to the house of an alien. And you groan at your final end when your flesh and your body are consumed. And you say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart spurned reproof? I have not listened to the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to my instructors. I was almost in utter ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. Drink water from your own cistern, and fresh water from your own well. Should your springs be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets? Let them be yours alone, and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth. As a loving hind and a graceful doe, let her breasts satisfy you at all times. Be exhilarated always with her love. For why should you, my son, be exhilarated with an adulteress and embrace the bosom of a foreigner? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. His own iniquities will capture the wicked, and he will be held with the cords of his sin. He will die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he will go astray. Proverbs chapter 6. My son, if you have become surety for your neighbor, have given a pledge for a stranger, if you have been snared with the words of your mouth, have been caught with the words of your mouth, do this then, my son, and deliver yourself. Since you have come into the hand of your neighbor, go humble yourself and importune your neighbor. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hunter's hand, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which, having no chief, officer, or ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provision in the harvest. How long will you lie down, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Your poverty will come in like a vagabond, and your need like an armed man. A worthless person, a wicked man, is the one who walks with a perverse mouth, who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who points with his fingers, who, with perversity in his heart, continually devises evil, who spreads strife. Therefore his calamity will come suddenly. Instantly he will be broken, and there will be no healing. There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven, which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. My son, observe the commandment of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you, and when you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and reproofs for discipline are the way of life to keep you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, nor let her capture you with her eyelids. For on account of a harlot, one is reduced to a loaf of bread, and an adulteress hunts for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Or can a man walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So is the one who goes in to his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But when he is found, he must repay sevenfold. He must give all the substance of his house. The one who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. He who would destroy himself does it. Wounds and disgrace he will find, and his reproach will not be blotted out. For jealousy enrages a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not accept any ransom, nor will he be satisfied, though you give many gifts. Beloved, Solomon's teaching on adultery in chapter 5 is especially timely in today's world of easy-to-access pornography. Remember, Jesus said that if you even look at a woman with lust in your heart, you have committed adultery with her. So don't think that you're okay in this department just because you haven't had an actual physical adulterous affair. And ladies, this applies to you as well. Let's be honest here, folks. Pornography is everywhere today. Seems like every time you turn around, your eyes are confronted with sexual images. I'm going to talk about that aspect in just a moment. But concerning hardcore porn, with the COVID lockdowns, it's been estimated that online porn sites are seeing double the traffic they had before the lockdowns. Before COVID, porn use was already an epidemic, but now it truly is its own pandemic. But hear me out. You don't have to be looking at hardcore images of people doing the deed if the images you see cause you to lust. If that happens, if you're lusting, for you, it's porn. We're being honest here, right? Men are aroused through the eyes. Advertisers know that, and they use it. Well, in my house, it doesn't work because I've made a covenant with myself, with my wife, and with God that when I'm confronted with this sort of thing, I will not look at it. I avert my eyes. Now, back to the hardcore stuff. We all know how easy it is to use the internet. To find pornography takes just a few keystrokes, and sadly, Christians are not immune to the lure. A few years ago, I found a study done by Proven Men Ministries in conjunction with the Barna Group that revealed the fact that in some data sets, Christian men view porn more than non-Christian men, and Christian women are viewing porn too. Beloved, we are not immune. Perhaps this recent finding will help you to say no. One of the world's most used porn websites is being investigated for allowing child porn on their platform. That's despicable. And also, many of the people in these videos are not willing participants. They're actually victims of modern-day slavery. Yes, slavery. These children and young people are victims, beloved. And the damage being done to them emotionally and spiritually is real. The damage is, in many cases, permanent. Their lives are destroyed. And for what? Make no mistake, pornography is evil. It is not a victimless crime. There are very real consequences. Beloved, listen to Proverbs. There are consequences to your behavior. You may think it's a harmless diversion. You may think that it's a secret. But there are very real victims, and it won't remain a secret. Porn has a way of permeating your life, and if you don't quit it, there are victims even closer to you than those I've already talked about. You're a victim. Your spouse is a victim. Your children, your friends. Scientists have even found that pornography actually changes the brain, and not in a good way. If you're interested in learning more about the Proven Men Ministries study, or if you'd like to read more about how porn changes your brain, I'll have links on the show notes page. Just go to bible.lifespringmedia.com and find this episode number 172. I'll also have a link to show you how to block porn on your home network or on your individual devices, computers, tablets, phones, whatever.
And this method is free. It's not a subscription to some service. You can do this for free, and it's not very hard. Bible.lifespringmedia.com and find this episode number 172 for that link. Has porn been or is it a problem for you or somebody you know and love? Would you like more help with it? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll pray with you and offer any help I can. Folks, this is an epidemic that is having terrible consequences in the church today, and we need to take control. If porn has a grip on you, you need to understand that it is not your master. If you're a believer, then you are not a slave to sin. Addictions can feel like it, but with Jesus, there is a way out. I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, our reading is Ezekiel 7 through 12. Then please do visit lifespringmedia.com/support and prayerfully consider what you might do to help support what I'm doing here. Thank you. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.